Outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense James Mad Dog Mattis on yesterday's launch of a ballistic missile by North Korea.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world.
As Mattis says that about the intercontinental ballistic missile that traveled 600 miles and landed in the Sea of Japan, President Trump assuring the nation the U.S. will handle the threat from North Korea. A jury says the accused ringleader of the 2012 Benghazi attack is not guilty of murder. They did convict him of terrorism yesterday, but they acquitted Ahmed Abu Qatala of most of the other charges against him. President Trump's choice to chair the Federal Reserve says he expects more interest rate hikes soon. Jerome Powell also vowing to keep the nation's central bank independent and transparent. This is USA Radio News.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
The man accused of the Halloween truck attack that killed eight and injured dozens in New York City, Saifullo Saipov, was in court yesterday for his arraignment, and James Flippin was there.
Saipov remained silent and mostly looked down as he was led into the courtroom, hands cuffed behind his back, wearing a navy blue jumpsuit. He wore headphones as the 22-count federal indictment was translated into his native Uzbeki tongue. He remained silent throughout, speaking only to shout yes that he could hear and understand. His public defender, David Patton, entered his non-guilty plea. He faces the death penalty if convicted. Saipov's next appearance scheduled for January 23rd.
The Supreme Court will wade into a digital age debate today, scheduled to hear arguments on whether police need a search warrant for cell phone location information that's routinely collected by wireless companies. The case involves a massive string of cell phone thefts and robberies at Radio Shack stores in Michigan and Ohio. Police using such information to finally track down the ringleader. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
CNN saying it's going to pass on attending this year's White House Christmas party when journalists are traditionally invited, but Politico reports CNN correspondents are planning to skip the party this year, citing what the network calls President Trump's continued attacks on freedom of the press and, in particular, CNN. President Trump remains extremely optimistic about passage of a big tax cut bill, speaking at the White House yesterday after lunching with Senate Republicans.
It was very special, that meeting. In many respects, I wish you could have been inside that room. It was very, very special. The camaraderie was somewhat of a love fest. They want to see it happen.
The House recently passing a sweeping tax bill, and Senate leaders are hoping to get a vote on their version of the measure by the end of this week. In a meeting with GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the president criticized a decision by Democratic leaders to withdraw from a meeting at the White House yesterday to which they'd been invited, but that followed a taunting tweet from President Trump. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi then dropping out of that supposedly bipartisan meeting, saying the president seems to have already decided that we couldn't reach an agreement. And CBS is done with Jeremy Piven's program Wisdom of the Crowd. It recently launched an investigation into sexual allegations against the actor. The star of Entourage in the past denies the allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's 8:08, and it's time for Hunt and Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington right now, if you missed the 57 degrees yesterday, well, you're going to get another crack at it. It's 44 right now in Flemington. And today is right now, it's partly cloudy, no chance of rain at the moment. And it's Wednesday the 29th, abundant sunshine, a high near 60. So if you held out for 57 yesterday, you're getting 60 burger today. Winds will be northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. A few passing clouds and a low of 28 tonight. Winds light and variable. Partly cloudy and 50 tomorrow. Winds light and variable as well. Friday, 51, mainly sunny. Saturday, partly cloudy skies, 49. And on Sunday, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds and 53. Clear skies on both Sunday night and Friday night. So the parades in Clinton and Flemington are on without a hitch. Monday will be intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 51. Can you believe this? We're in December and we're still talking 50s.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling. And I have a small practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. So today, so much going on in the news about sexual harassment, sexual inappropriateness, sexual abuse. I thought a perspective from a mental health counselor would be appropriate. Now, as a counselor, I have dealt with many clients who have had sexual inappropriate behavior placed on them or towards them, from incest to rape
to harassment. All of it is abusive. Now, harassment or sexual abuse or even sexual trauma generally is perpetrated from a man to a woman, or even a man to a child, girl or boy. However, though that is the typical scenario, it is not necessarily always the case. Women can also be sexually inappropriate with men and boys, can also be sexually harassing with men and boys, and women and girls. One of the things that I think is really a positive about all of this information going on in the news, everywhere from our Hollywood celebrities to newscasters to people in that are working in the government, we are talking about it. And one of the things that I know that I learned, it's not that these sexual issues do not occur. It's not that incest doesn't happen, or rape doesn't happen, or inappropriate touching, or harassment, or whatever it is. It's not that it doesn't happen. It happens all the time, all over the place, but we don't talk about it. We don't talk about it. It's a big secret. So as someone once said to me in a class, incest is not taboo. Talking about it is taboo. It is the talking about what happens that, the big secret, that is taboo. And we are as sick as the secrets we keep. Because if we keep them secret, we don't do anything about it. We cannot change it. Now, for some people who are engaging in this type of behavior, they may have sexual addictions. And sexual addiction is a real addiction. Sexual addiction is a real addiction. Now, for some people, and I think when we talk about some of the people in power, it's a power addiction, not a sexual addiction. What do I mean by that? Well, if I am a 20-year-old intern working with a famous named person from, it doesn't matter, it could be from politics, it can be from Hollywood, it can be from news, it could be someone that has a very wealthy person, someone that has a lot of power, that power is used and converted into sexual prowess, and it is actually abusive. So any type of sexual behavior where there is coercion or bullying or unwelcomed or inappropriate advances, or rewards in exchange for sexual favors. Because there is a difference between being a little flirty and being inappropriate. Now, if you want to flirt with someone and they say, I don't like it, then you need to stop. First time. I don't like that. One of the issues that we have is we don't like to feel uncomfortable. And what I mean by that is we don't like to feel shame. I don't want to be ashamed. I don't want to feel that feeling. So as a society, we make it, well, you don't have to feel ashamed. Everything you do is okay. Well, not everything that you do is okay. And feeling shame is appropriate. And we move from healthy shame to toxic shame. And a healthy shame is, no, I'm not going to sit in my office in my underwear in front of my interns. Because that's shameful. It puts the interns in a very uncomfortable position. It crosses boundaries. And it states that you lack shame, healthy shame, which then can be converted into toxic shame. Because the healthy shame says, I don't sit in my office in my underwear with my interns. Then the toxic shame is, well, what is wrong with me that I do that? But we don't want to feel shame. We don't want to be embarrassed. We don't want to do those things because it's going to affect self-esteem. I can't imagine how the things that some of these people have done that we are hearing about in the news, how that can improve self-esteem, healthy self-esteem. It just doesn't do that. So we all know what incest is. Incest is when there is sexual interaction between close family members, between siblings, between uncles and aunts and cousins, and parents with children. And the incest does not even need to be actual sexual, full sexual contact, full sexual having sex, okay, intercourse. It can be the way a father talks to his daughter or parades naked around the house when he's got daughters at home. Or an uncle making sexual gestures and innuendos towards a niece. Or it can even be when a parent starts making fun of a child's, an adolescent's developing body, creating a sense of shame for them and embarrassment. It can be when a child is exposed way too young to sexual innuendo, sexual movies, sexual talk, sexual magazines in the house way before they're ready. And why do you even have that anyway? We are sexual beings. We are. It's the way we procreate. It's the way we continue to keep the population growing and moving forward generation after generation. But that is not all we are. That is an aspect of who we are. When we allow ourselves to live our lives based solely on our sexuality and parade it around, we put ourselves in a position that's not that much different than any other animal. And we say, well, you know, God doesn't exist, so we're animals like anybody else. So that means we could do anything we want because we're animals. There's no accountability. And because we don't want to feel accountability and we don't want to feel shame and we don't want to feel uncomfortable, we say then God doesn't exist because I don't want to feel bad about what I'm doing or how I'm using my power over someone else. Saying to someone, oh, you look really nice today. That's a nice outfit. You look really pretty. Wow, I really like that haircut. You look great in that beard. That's a compliment. And we can compliment each other. Because if someone looks nice, they look nice. It is the intent or the tone behind the statement. It's the intent and the tone behind the statement. A compliment is a compliment. Wow, you look really nice today. That's a great outfit. Versus, you look really nice today. Very different. Here's the thing. I am the person that's in charge of the tone of my voice and the compliments that I give. Our world, our lives, are so saturated with sexuality. We've kind of gone from, in some ways, the Victorian era where you couldn't even say the word ankle to having days in San Francisco where you could walk around naked throughout the city. And we say, well, it's okay to do that because there's nothing sexual about it. Well, yeah, I don't think it's appropriate. Because we say, well, we're going to take the shame away. And there's a huge difference about feeling good in your own body and feeling good in your own skin and being okay with your sexuality versus flaunting it around. I think that it's very important that businesses and government and talk about what is appropriate and what's not appropriate. Don't just hug somebody. Ask. And be aware of how you hug. You could do a full body on hug. That's probably not appropriate. You could do, I'm going to call it an A-frame hug. That is more appropriate. And you always ask, are you open for a hug? And why are you giving the hug? Why are you asking for the hug? Is it for support, comfort, friendship? So I'm going to take a little break and come back and continue to talk about this topic. Like I said, I think that the fact that it's in the news is really positive because I think we have to talk about it. So I will be back in just a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and my topic is about sexual harassment, sexual abuse. It is any kind of unwelcome behavior with sexual overtones, because we can be harassed and bullied in many other ways and violated in many other ways. But sexual harassment, sexual abuse, sexual bullying, sexual assault, actual or attempted rape, all of these things are sexual in nature. Pressuring someone for sexual favors, deliberately touching someone, leaning over, cornering, or pinching someone who does not want it. Even unwanted sexual looks or gestures. So I could be across the room from someone and they can be giving me looks that are inappropriate. And then there are unwanted letters, phone calls, or materials of sexual nature. It's being pressured for a date when you don't want one. Or being teased sexually. Having someone tell sexual jokes that are like, I don't really want to hear that joke. Or sexual remarks, or asking you sexual questions. Whistling at someone, catcalls, sexual comments. You might say, well, I don't know, when somebody whistles at me, that's a compliment. Well, is it? Referring to an adult as a girl or a hunk or a babe. Now, I know we have a segment of our country, like Maryland, who has a tendency, you go into a restaurant, hun, you want more coffee? That's not sexual in nature. That is one of the euphemisms of the area. But for others, it might be. Sexual innuendos or sexual stories that you're not interested in. Boasting about sexual prowesses in the gym. Asking personal questions that are sexual in nature. Unwanted. Turning work discussions into sex topics. Again, making sexual comments about a person's clothing or anatomy or looks. So, you come into work, have a particular outfit on, you look nice. Your coworker says, wow, that's a nice outfit. You look really nice in that. Versus, ooh, aren't you a hot babe today? Very different. Telling lies or spreading rumors about a person's sexual life is abusive. Touching somebody's clothing or hair or body without permission can be harassing in nature. If you're at work and you're giving a gift, giving personal gifts to a coworker is inappropriate. So not all of it is harassing. Some of it can be inappropriate. Hugging, kidding, kissing, patting, stroking. Especially if I'm uncomfortable with something that you're doing. Touching or rubbing yourself sexually while you're around another person. Licking or smacking your lips. Standing too close or brushing up against someone in a sexual manner. Staring at someone, just sitting there and staring at them, is inappropriate. Giving sexual suggestive signals. There are so many ways that people can sexually harass other people, and it's inappropriate. And it can be frightening. Because sometimes when it goes from sexual harassment to sexual abuse to rape, they're just degrees. And it is when the person, the receiver, feels uncomfortable. in my own life. I've had an uncle wanting to show me what love really was when I was about 15. Nothing happened that was inappropriate. Waiting tables and being given in a hotel restaurant and being given the key to the patron's room to say, this is how you're going to get your tip. Really? Or, you know, if you work here, you're going to have sex with the boss. What? Or dating someone. He says, well, I paid for dinner. Now you owe me sex. And if I wanted to, I could rape you. What? Many ways. Inappropriate. It can be verbal. It can be nonverbal. It can be physical. It can be related to power. And the thing is, you know, it doesn't matter what I do as long as I feel good about it. No. I'm using my power to get what I want and control other people. No. Or it may be that I do have an issue around sexual addiction. Either way, it is inappropriate, unwelcomed. It is conduct that is unbecoming. And it's not only men. I want to make sure that you understand this. It's not only men towards women. It can be women towards men. I've never gone to something like a Chippendales. Why is that? Because now we're making these men objects. Or pin-up calendars. We're making human beings sexual objects instead of human beings. One of the things that I say to people when they're looking at pornography, for example, those people are people's children or parents or siblings. We're looking at them like they're objects. Can we go to an extreme, back to an extreme like in Victorian times where you can't even say the word ankle, or where people were taking artwork? Because some pieces of art, okay, saying, well, the human body is beautiful, versus saying, doing some kind of artwork that's lewd and crass, there's a difference. We all know when we've been in that situation where we're feeling uncomfortable. And those feelings are really important. When my boundaries feel crossed, when I'm feeling I'm feeling violated in some way. I am uncomfortable. I'm feeling used. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling embarrassed. Those feelings are giving me information about what is happening. And what may be happening is I am in a situation where someone is being sexually inappropriate or abusive or harassing. Now, sometimes victims may even consent or agree to contact, again, because someone has more power. They're the boss. If I don't do this, I'll lose my job. If I don't participate, even though it's offensive and objectionable, I'm being coerced in some way. I'm afraid of being left. I'm afraid of abandonment. Sometimes it does create issues, okay? Stir up issues that a person might have. So I'm in a relationship with someone who is sexually inappropriate with me, but I'm so afraid of abandonment that I stay in the relationship. Or my self-esteem is so low that I don't think I can get anyone else. Or, again, my self-esteem is so low, I think this is what I deserve. Or I may have been sexualized as a child through incest. And like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean actual sexual intercourse. It can be objectified. I've become a sexual object, and so I am in relationship with people who use me as a sexual object. And have a hard time seeing that I am a valid human being. That I somehow went from a human being to an object. We hook up in our society. We hook up. It's an activity. Like, hey, you want to go out and get pizza and hook up? There's no emotional connection. There's no sense of cherishing the other person. It's an activity, like going to the movies. We're going to go to the movies together. Or, yeah, he's my boy toy. Oh, that's an object. None of it is okay. Somehow we've made it in our society that our sexual needs are so important that they have to be met, that they, in some ways, are more important than having food or water or sleep. And that we say there's no need to refrain or restrain ourselves. And we have taken away and minimize the importance of lovemaking, where one person is giving themselves to another person in a sexual way out of love versus hookup, like an activity. We have slowly, over time, chiseled away to make it, it doesn't matter. All things go. It doesn't matter if I sit in my office in my underwear. Because, you know, we don't want to feel shame. It's an uncomfortable feeling, and we don't want to feel it. So we cover it up by saying everything is okay. I think it's an interesting story, Adam and Eve. Because the thing that finally happened to them when they decided to do what they wanted to do, because that's really the original sin. It wasn't about eating an apple. God said, don't eat this apple. And it was, well, I want what I want when I want it, and I'm going to do what I want, and that's what I want to do, and it doesn't matter if God says eat it or not eat it. I'm going to do it. I'm eating it because I want it. It's my willfulness And the consequence to that willfulness was shame. They ate from the apple. They realized they were naked and they covered themselves up and they were ashamed. That's the story. And the thing is, well, we don't want to feel ashamed. We want to do what we want to do. But there are consequences to that. And here we are in our society with a breakdown of our society where we have been okay with sexual harassment, sexual innuendos. Where we have pushed it under the rug. We don't want to talk about incest. We say it's okay. Oh, it's okay that we had a president that sexually abused people. Hey, it's okay that we've had, you know, people in Hollywood. Isn't what they do the couch call? I mean, isn't that what it is? Isn't that what it is? Like, how else do you get into Hollywood? I thought it was on talent. But apparently not always. And we've known this for years, but we don't talk about it and we don't stop it because we don't talk about it. It's not okay to send pictures of yourself through the internet, showing off your body parts. We don't want to feel embarrassed and we don't want to feel ashamed. But there is healthy shame that says we don't do these things. It's healthy shame. Because if we don't follow the healthy shame, we end up with toxic shame. What is wrong with I can't think of his first name, Wiener, sending pictures all over the internet of himself. Now we have toxic shame. There's something wrong with him. Well, if he had healthy shame to start off with, he would have never done that. And now he ends up with toxic shame. Or Weinstein. Toxic shame. What's wrong with him? Any sexual predator, what is wrong with him? That is toxic shame. There's something wrong with this person. They're broken. If I have healthy shame, and healthy shame is part of good self-esteem. I'm not going to show up to work topless because I have a sense of healthy shame. Healthy shame, which prevents me from shifting to toxic shame. And it always comes down to what I do as the individual. And then I need to look at myself. Why do I have a need to look at these pictures? Why do I have a need to go to Chippendales? Why do I have a need to do these things? Am I just being flirty? When does it cross the line? I don't know. So I'm going to take another commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program. And I have a small practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more of what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarol with 2 L's, counselor, O-R, .net. I am always open to taking in new clients. If you are interested in setting up an appointment, please call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I deal with many different types of issues, working with adults and adolescents and couples, dealing with things such as depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, sexual assault issues. Oftentimes these things are related to post-traumatic stress. Addiction. A lot of the clients I work with are either in early recovery or have someone in their families that are struggling with addiction. Or grew up in a family where they had a parent that was an alcoholic or an addict. People struggling with codependency, anger issues, loss and grief. So many, many different things. I've been in the field for over 30 years, and my practice here in Flemington is in its 18th year. So if you are listening in today, you will know that I'm talking about sexual trauma. Basically, sexual harassment, sexual abuse, incest, any kind of unwanted sexual action towards another person. Sometimes it is because someone has a sexual addiction, which is a real addiction, or it can be a power play. Either way, it's inappropriate, which is sometimes a mild word to use. If you have been struggling with or have had sexual assault, there is a hotline, 1-800-656-HOPE. That's 1-800-656-HOPE or 4673. It is a national sexual assault telephone hotline. And if you were to call, they would then route you to a local sexual assault service provider in your area. One of the things that I do want to say is that we need to also recognize that it is inappropriate to use or to accuse someone of sexual assault when it did not happen. And I think we need to be cautious on that. Because it, as we can see, it can and will destroy people. And so if I have a vendetta against you and I'm going to use this topic as a way to get to, you know, get to pull you down from wherever you are, that is also inappropriate and also sexual harassment in nature. So someone who, let's say I don't like my coworker and I want them to lose their job, I'm going to make accusations of their sexual inappropriateness. That is also sexually inappropriate. That is also sexual harassment. Honesty is always the best policy. Keep that in mind. So I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and we've come to the end of our show. I hope this has been useful, and I will be back next week with another topic. I wish you good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamira-Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
South Korea's military experts are confirming some claims by North Korea that the latest ballistic missile it launched flew 10 times higher than the International Space Station. Lisa Carter has more.
Analysts are scrambling to learn what they can about the North Korean launch after the regime claimed it had tested a new type of missile. Western officials agree it appeared to be an intercontinental ballistic missile, which flew further than any previous demonstration.
The United Nations Security Council holding an emergency meeting to discuss this latest action by North Korea. The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy expanded at a 3.3% annual rate in the year's third quarter, boosted by a rebound in government spending. It's the fastest pace since the third quarter of 2014. Today's show host Matt Lauer has been fired by NBC amid sexual misconduct allegations. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me.